Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello,
hello Steve.
Abby. Not
hello,
you, not you, them. It's not about you.
Sorry, mate.
It's always them, not you. You in a minute. Okay. Happy Thursday. Mm-hmm. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, host Andy Goldstein. Don't forget to check me out on Drive Today at 4 p.m. I'm alongside Aston Villa's record Premier League goal scorer. Didn't even get 100 goals. Gabby Agbonlahor. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
At the moment, though, I'm alongside...
Hello, Stinks.
Him.
Hello, Macy.
Oh, Fidget Sticks.
Hello, mate. It's me, Jason Gurley. Hello, mate. How you doing?
Hello, I'm good. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, Macy.
Jay, you know what? There's only one place we can start.
Where's that?
The beginning.
Oh, okay, go on, yeah. go on.
And that's by looking back at last night's Champions League quarterfinals as Atletico Madrid, not Athletic, no, 80-80s. Atletic.
People just call him Letty.
They do, Letty. As Letty played host to Doughty, as Dortmund, and PSG, Jeezy. Face Lona, Barcelona.
Well, despite their stature, these two teams have only won one Champions League between them in the last 13 years.
Here's Yamal.
Playing inside the area, Donnarumma's come to meet it. And only tapped it into space. Rafinha is there and he lashes it into the net. No more than Barcelona deserve after an excellent 15-minute spell. Stembele again, threatens to shoot, and then does after he chops it back onto his left foot, rifles it into the roof of the net.
Here's Lee on the right-hand side of the penalty area. Fabian Ruiz cleverly worked it for Vitinha.
2-1! It's 2 in 90 seconds. Barcelona playing it forward. Oh, it's a brilliant volley from Rafinha. And they're back on level terms. No chance at all for Donnarumma. He scored twice. Barca have scored twice. That really is out of nothing.
İlkay Gundogan takes it
into a congested six-yard box. And it's headed in by Christensen. He's been on the field about 30 seconds. And Barcelona lead again. Barcelona led. They went behind. They lead again. Barcelona, a little improbably, have got a first leg lead to defend at the Camp Nou next week. PSG 2, Barcelona 3.
Stinks elsewhere last night. Ipswich moved back into the top two of the Championship after drawing with Watford.
Here's their gaffer, Kieran McKenna, speaking after the game.
The referee blows the full-time whistle and frustration around Portman Road as Ipswich do not go back to the top of the Championship table. They still lead and Leicester dropped points last night, but they haven't capitalised the way they would have liked tonight. They stay second after this 0-0 draw with Watford.
No, I think it's just about staying balanced, you know, and positive, really, at this stage of the season. You know, every point in the Championship's hard won, and especially at this stage of the season. So, yeah, we could be happier. We could be sitting here with the exact same performance, could have got us a win on another night. But we'll take the positives in our performance. We'll take the point. We'll get ready for Saturday.
They are 88 points. Same points as Leicester, but a 10-goal inferior goal difference. And they couldn't find the back of the net. Twice in a row, Ipswich failed to score in the Championship.
We back ourselves to score goals. We know that there's goals in the team. We know we've got a variety of ways to score goals. It's unlike us to, you know, not score here at home. But on the other hand, you know, it's probably we've not had too many clean sheets either. So we'll take the positive of a clean sheet, and you know, we'll back our ability to score on Saturday.
Mind you, neither Leeds nor Leicester could score either last night. Same as yourselves tonight. Is that a sign of nerves kicking in for everybody in this running?
I don't think it is on our behalf. I can't speak for the other teams. I don't sense any of that in our group. It's just, you know, it's a really tough division. It's not easy to win any game.
Full time at Portman Road. Ipswich 0, Watford 0.
Perspective for Ipswich still. They are ahead of Leeds with a few games to go.
We take the point.
big positives in some aspects of the performance, and we move on to Saturday.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, the fallout continues from Arsenal's 2-2 draw at home to Bayern Munich on Tuesday night. Should Bukayo Saka have been awarded a last-minute penalty?
No.
No, I'm not asking you that. It's more like a rhetorical question,
okay.
Jay.
Okay.
It's, should he have been awarded a penalty?
No, do you know what stinks? I don't think he should have been awarded a penalty, mate. No,
no, it's rhetorical.
He wasn't playing.
He
weren't playing rhetorical.
Should he have been awarded a penalty?
No, do you know what's there? I really don't think it was.
Do you know what rhetorical means? That's not rhetorical.
Rhetorical. Is it where you recall?
Do you know? That's not rhetorical. No. That means there is no answer. Well, here's the former head of referees, Keith Hackett. We got him. The head of referees.
The Hackmeister General.
We've got him. Former Gooners, Kevin Campbell and Philippe Senderos, amongst others, who all reacted to the incident on TalkSport throughout the day.
Saka, has Neuer caught him? Referee says no. It looked as though Saka had nudged it past Neuer. There's no need for him to go to ground in that position. Referee says no foul.
I would have been pointing to the spot because I don't have VAR. It's so subjective.
Listen, Alan, I'm raging. Do you know what? That is a penalty all day long.
I do believe Neuer makes a movement towards him. He does hang his leg a little bit longer than he should. You know, it can be given.
Would you give it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think it was a penalty, but I reckon 9 out of 10 referees, or maybe 8 out of 10 referees in a game of that magnitude with the home support, they would have given the Arsenal penalty in terms of Saka.
It finishes 2-2. It finishes steeped in controversy with Bukayo Saka writhing in agony in one penalty area and all of the Arsenal players surrounding the referee near the other and consulting and asking why a penalty wasn't given for what they felt was a foul by Neuer on Saka.
That is a stonewall penalty.
If you get your speedos on, Kev.
And but Saka, Kev, let me flex his leg, he's looking for it. Come on, you.
I looked at it and I thought, that's a penalty. Watched it back, saw Saka move a leg towards Neuer to buy the pen, and thought, that shouldn't be where the bar is. We can say it's clever, but it isn't clever, really. It's cheating, isn't it?
I don't think the Saka one was a penalty. If I take my Arsenal hat off for a minute, I do think Saka's the one that engineers the contact. I can see what he's trying to do.
I have to say, I thought Saka was a penalty. You look at Neuer straight away. He knows what he's done. He stuck his leg out. And in real time, I thought that was a penalty.
He can see the keeper. He's knocked it past him. He's thought, you know, if I make contact with the keeper, then he's going to be given.
Saka made contact with Neuer, not Neuer. Not Neuer on Saka.
No, I think you're giving a penalty because Saka made contact with the goalkeeper. Because that's where football's at the moment.
I don't know what's a penalty and what's not a penalty now, guys. You know, when you see them given in one game, you see them given in the other. It's not very often I agree with yous too, but I've got to agree with yous as well. I don't think that's a penalty.
The outcome is, if we're not giving a penalty kick, then should we actually be giving a yellow card to Saka?
Perhaps VAR didn't get involved because they felt it was subjective. That's why VAR didn't get involved.
Jamie Vardy's done it for years. Harry Kane's done it for years. I've played with players that do it any little touch over the go, and they're given...
The referee got it right. Instead of talking about Saka, why don't we give praise to the referee? Because we never do that. All we do is criticise them. Uh-huh. And on this occasion, he's got it spot on.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, staying with the Gooners, sort of, and their defender, Kieran Tierney. He spoke with Jim White about life on loan at Real Sociedad and the Gunners' title hopes this season.
Just the way things had developed at Arsenal, the way the team was going and what had happened last season with game time, etc., it probably worked best for both parties that I go out and get a new experience, get some game time. And when you don't play, you do lose a bit of your confidence. So to go over here and get that back as well has been great.
Do you ever see the door being reopened to you back at Arsenal?
You never know in football. It's probably quite rare that it happens. You come back from a loan. Of course, you've got the circumstance like Saliba and stuff where they just come back. And I don't think he's been out of the team since. He's not been on the bench since. But maybe a bit different for someone who's played 4 years already and goes back. But you genuinely never know. Football's a mad place, so let's see what happens.
Of course, you'll watch from distance. You'll see that Arsenal are serious Premier League title contenders and they've gone deep in the Champions League. Is there a tinge of regret that you're not there to be part of that?
I wouldn't say regret because I kind of knew this season that Arsenal are going to fight for everything. So you need to think of stuff like that when you make your decision. So I don't regret it one bit, but I'm buzzing and like I knew Arsenal were going to be up there this season and they're doing brilliant.
The Premier League, do Arsenal win it?
I think they can. I don't know exactly the run-in for the three teams fighting for it, but I think they're in a better position than last year. They've got more experience than last year, and I think their whole game is developed so much as well. Like, defensively, they're solid. They don't give much away. And if you can keep that record up, then 100% you've got every chance to go on and do it.
So listen, Kieran, tell me, what is life like with Real Sociedad? What have you learned?
A lot, to be fair. Not as much Spanish as I thought I would. It is actually very, very hard to learn. You need to do it consistently, 3-4 times a week. And when we've got a lot of games, we're in the Champions League, 3 games a week, it is hard to keep the lessons up. But I've learned a different style of football as well. I've learned a different culture. How people over here live is different as well. But honestly, and I'm not even just saying it, it's been an amazing experience and I'm enjoying it. And it's sad because it is. It's only 6-7 weeks until the season's done.
Do you ever see a time that you'll pull on the shirt again and be back at Celtic?
Who knows? You never know in football. It's a connection that I'll always have. And it's somewhere I imagine I'll always be linked with if I'm to move from any club. So you never know.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to my show. Oh, Virgin Radio. Weekends 10 to 1.
Josh,
great show.
Yeah, is it? You,
yeah. Yeah. It's just me.
It's just... Oh,
just
you love
me,
that. But you love
music.
That. Yeah. Oh, I bet you love that.
Oh, I love it.
I just don't have to talk to anyone.
Here it is. It's
don't
me.
Have to spend time with them. No. Breathe the same air as anyone.
And listen to my voice.
And just listen to your...
Actually, it's not about that. It's about Andy Olsen's Drive Time show. Also an unbelievable show. Every weekday afternoon from 4. And Gabriel Bonhoor. He was alongside me yesterday. Anyway, we were joined by his former Villa teammate, Philippe Senderos. I've already talked about him in the podcast so far. Here's the best bits from that chat. I'm just looking at some of the players you play with. I mean, you've played from both ends of the scale, from superstars like Dennis Bergkamp and Ronaldinho.
To Gabby.
And Darren Bent. We'll talk about Villa nowadays in just a bit, but you were there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And that's, of course... Is that how you know Gabby, or did your paths cross before that?
Well, we played against each other before.
But you became friends at Villa.
Friends, yeah.
What was he like?
He used to kick me every training session.
What was he like? I mean, you can't. I know he's here, but you can't help but love Gabby, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What was he like in training?
Villa legend, definitely. I think he was a big part of the atmosphere as well.
Philippe, it sounds like you're not telling us everything. Are there stories rattling about in your head that you can't tell us?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah. No, I think Gabby knows. He wasn't the best trainer. He knows himself.
Unless it was the round robins.
I mean, you know, it interests some people, it doesn't others. But I think Gabby, on his day, when he would turn up, when he really wanted it, he was unplayable. For a lot of defenders in the Premier League that have suffered with first his pace and then his strength.
Yeah,
definitely. David Beckham, for me, was unbelievable in training. His application, what he would do every single day to prepare himself to get and be... one of the best performers at the weekend, David Beckham.
Okay. Any stories about Bex, like on the training pitch? I mean, his accuracy, did he practice free kicks a lot?
Yeah, I remember him once coming to Arsenal to do like a pre-season. And we were doing long balls with Clichy. I think Clichy came out and did a story before. It was like a triangle. Clichy, myself, and David Beckham. We were probably practicing long balls, right foot, left foot, 30, 40-yard balls. For half an hour, he did not miss one ball. Every single one would just get right to your foot and, you know, 1 meter from the floor.
Right,
just like
you.
Really perfect balls. When he missed the first one, we both stopped. We said, okay, that's it.
TalkSport Daily.
On the boxing now, it is the lineal heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury, and his promoter, Frank Warren, speaking ahead of his much anticipated, undisputed title fight with Oleksandr Usyk next month. Can't wait.
Uppercut from Fury, followed by the left hand, and another right, and the referee has waved the fight over. Tyson Fury is still the WBC heavyweight champion of the world.
I'm training hard, obviously. I'm in fantastic shape, obviously, and I've got a massive fight coming up, obviously. There's no room for error, there's no room for not training right or any problems, so we've just got to get through it, and 40 days out, I'm feeling fantastic, and no complaints.
Everybody underestimates Tyson's punching power. Everybody, I don't understand why.
And you're right, everybody who does get stepped in the ring, they find out about it. There's no doubt about that. And I think that's going to be another telling point in this fight.
I think if I didn't train at all for this camp, I just come in at like 25 stone and sank maybe 15 pints of Peroni beforehand, and then the next day, going there, what's he going to do? Jib and jab me around? Listen, take nothing away with him, but he couldn't do anything without Chisora.
We've got the biggest fight of the 21st century taking place. It's never happened before. Four belts on the line. And we're going to find out who the best heavyweight in the world is.
I'll say it again. If I can't beat Usyk, I'm no good, clearly. That's your headline. If Tyson Fury can't beat Usyk, Tyson's no good. End of.
It's going to be something special, something extra, extra special. A special fight with two special undefeated fighters. And the world is going to see who is the best.
These are facts. And if anybody wants to go check my boxing history, go do it. I've studied this game all my life, and you cannot prove it wrong. This is my time, my destiny, my era, and my generation. Facts.
People have asked about predictions. I genuinely, genuinely believe that Tyson will win this fight in an explosive style.
TalkSport Daily.
And we end today with a bit of chat about, Jay, here's a little question for you,
yeah,
about the only sport in the world, four-letter sport, that begins with a T.
Flog.
What? Begins with a T.
Flog.
What's, that's flog beginning with a T.
It's golf backwards.
Oh, right, I see you've got it. Yeah, fine. Golf. And the first major of the year tees off today as the Masters begins from Augusta. Here's five-time champion Tiger Woods, reigning champion John Rahm, and future champion, probably, Rory McIlroy. Speaking ahead of the event.
On the tee from the USA, Tiger Woods.
Could it be? Well, it would be one of these stories.
This term has meant so much to me and my life and my family. I think I've been playing here for 29 years now. It's been a part of my life to have won here as my first major as a pro. Hugging my dad, as you saw, and then full circle in 19 to, you know, hug my son. It has meant a lot to my family.
For birdie on 15, and in it goes. Listen to that roar. Rory McIlroy goes to 7 under par.
I've got all the tools to do well this week. But again, it's to bring those tools out. I think one of the most important things is to enjoy it and smell the, I guess not the roses, the azaleas along the way.
Is it going to make it? It makes it. It drops in there. A birdie for Rahm.
The pressure is there. Like, I want to win as bad as I wanted to win before I moved on to live. Going down the stretch when you're in contention is the exact same feelings. That really doesn't change.
Here it goes, and into the hole it goes. And Rory McIlroy is level at the top of the leaderboard.
No question, he'll do it. Rory's too talented, too good. And he's going to be playing this event for a very long time, and he'll get it done. But yes, I think that Rory will be a great Masters champion one day. It's just a matter of time.
It's flattering. It's nice to hear, in my opinion, the best player ever to play the game say something like that. So does that mean that it's going to happen? Obviously not, but you know, he's been around the game long enough to know that I at least have the potential to do it. And, I mean, I know I've got the potential to do it too. It's not as if I haven't been a pretty good player for the last couple of decades. So, but yeah, it's nice to hear it when it comes out of his mouth.
There it goes. And in it goes. That's Tiger Woods.
I love golf. I've always loved it. I just have always loved the sport. And I love to compete, and I think that's one of the reasons why I've had a successful career. I just love doing the work. I love logging the time in, and I love preparing. I love competing, and I love that feeling when everything's on fire with a chance to win, and you either you do or you don't.
Forward it goes, and in it goes this time. So a birdie for John Rahm.
It would be quite special to be one of the few players that have won it more than once and be able to have it at home for more than 1 year.
He's knocked it in. Eagle for Rory, a punch of the air. What a putt from Rory. Unbelievable.
You know, I came up here last week to play two practice rounds at the start of the week, so I feel like I've already got most of my prep work done. So it's just about going out there and being relaxed and being in the right frame of mind. And, you know, the more I can do that, the more I'll be able to execute on the golf course.
Winning is winning, and that's what matters. If everything comes together, I think I can get one more.
Ready to pop the question?
The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on Talk About Wherever You Get Your Podcast From. I'm back on Drive Time today at 4 p.m. alongside Gabster.
And I'm back on the Sports World from 10 alongside the star of Love Undercover, Jamie O'Hara. There'll be another one of these Talk Sport Daily podding us out first thing in the morning. Make sure you hit the 5-star review. Just do that, subscribe, keep hitting it, keep hitting it, just keep listening and keep doing
be
your
safe,
good
everyone,
stuff.
Be safe.
This has been Talk Sport Daily.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.